WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuations from Haiti ramping up as gang violence only gets worse in Port-au-Prince. The State Department trying to get more than 1,000 Americans out of the country.
The U.S. government using helicopters and chartered planes to evacuate citizens. Experts warn of a looming humanitarian crisis. With ports closed, they say food could run out in just 2 weeks.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is today playing without his longtime close friend and interpreter, who's usually beside him in the dugout. The interpreter fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers for allegedly stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, when asked about it, would only say,
"Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry."
Police in Idaho are still looking for an alleged white supremacist prison inmate, Skylar Meade, who was able to escape yesterday with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Wisconsin Historical Society will acquire the Al Ringling Theater, meaning the historic Baraboo Theater will become an extension of the Society's Circus World operations and continue to serve as a home for the local and regional arts. The Wisconsin Historical Society, after working with the Al Ringling Theater Friends Incorporated, secured over $3 million from community donors to ensure the long-term future of the Al Ringling Theater. The theater, which was built in 1915, has hosted national touring companies, vaudeville, movies, and more, bringing performing arts and culture to Baraboo and the greater South Central Wisconsin region. The Society's Board of Curators voted to approve the theater acquisition on March 15th of this year. Programming is expected to ramp up slowly to ensure a sustainable transition, and a technical director will be hired to oversee on-site operations. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down during the day tomorrow. Today, cloudy, 38. Snow will develop tonight, 26. Snow tomorrow, 39. With more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into next week. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
99.7.
Thank you so much for spending your Friday Eve with us. Just waiting for the weekend now, a few short hours away, which seems way better than saying a day away, right? Dealing with the winter weather again. Thank you, Mother Nature. And remember, a chance to qualify in the Ride into Spring text contest coming up in moments.
90s, and more.
Love, Jack.
You say, oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
All She Wants to Do is Dance. There is Don Henley, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Maddie. You know, say what you will about Don Henley, and we could say a lot, for sure. I was really into that album when it first came out.
He had some good songs on it, right? There was some good music on it. And then eventually we found out that Don Henley had some extracurricular activities that made him seem a little ickier. But you can't deny the talent, right? Like, you can't deny how talented Don Henley actually was. How's it going today?
Exciting stuff. I just had a very early morning sighting. It's a rare occurrence. The teenager.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's really, really early for a teenager. Does he have something special he has to be up for, or is he just up for the day?
The pre-ACTs. That's what he's up for. He's not happy about it. He's not happy about it. You know, usually he stays up until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So
He's
not exactly happy about it.
Well, no, I totally get it. I've got one of those. I've got one of those who likes to climb out of his room at about 11:30 in the morning. Except he has a mama who likes to do things early. So as soon as I get done with the morning show, I'm vacuuming outside his door, and I'm like, you know what, dude? The rest of the world is already up and moving. Let's go. Just because you homeschool doesn't mean you don't get to have to get up early and do your thing. This is not quite how it works. So and then on the days when we have to be out of the house by a certain time, Dexter takes a lot of pride in his appearance. He really, truly does. He likes to pair outfits together. He likes to look through his closet and actually put stuff and find the belts and the t-shirts and the shoes that all work. And he has a more, like, he has a better wardrobe than I do, quite honestly. And so whenever we have to go somewhere, I have to give him like a 2-hour countdown. All right, here we go. Like, he's 5 years old again. So now you have 2 hours exactly before we have to walk out this door and we have to be at wherever it happens to be. And then I, you know, like an hour and a half goes by, 1.5 hours until we have to walk out the door. T-minus 1 hour till we have to walk out the door. Then he gets another countdown at 30 minutes, and then it's basically every 5 minutes after that because it takes him that long to get ready. I'm like, what exactly do are we doing? Like, I listen to you wash your hair a few different times. Like, I watch you floof it up in the mirror. What exactly are we doing? But at the same time, he's he's brushing his teeth, he's flossing, he's mouthwashing, putting the deodorant on, taking a shower. So, you know, when it comes to teen hygiene, you don't want to exactly pull the rug out from underneath of them either.
Right.
So there's that. We just show up chronically late for everything. It's okay. No big deal. Here we come. Yep, 5-10 minutes late again. I hate to always put it on him, but it truly is usually him because I'm ready to walk out the door like the moment I tell him we need to go, and he's still running around trying to. Dude, you had 2 hours. Like, what exactly were we doing for two entire hours trying to get ready to go?
That's what we have to do, right? We have to give up because we know how long it's going to take them.
Oh,
so
yes.
We have to plan for them.
Yes.
Hours in advance, just so they're ready.
I know. That's exactly how it goes every single time. It's crazy. Well, so in this wild world of teens being up, anything new and exciting besides that happening in your household today?
No, I mean, pretty much had rehearsal last night. It was kind of cool the night before because Chris is doing a show, too. She's doing a different show.
Oh, nice.
And they're rehearsing in the same, they're upstairs and we're downstairs.
Okay.
So I got done with rehearsal a little earlier, so I was able to go upstairs and watch her and her cast rehearse for a while. So that was kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to use reverse psychology as far as the weather is concerned.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is kind of a bummer. I mean, it truly is, especially for everybody who was already planning on summer, because I saw a lot of people already getting boats out. We've had a few small boats already out here on Goose Poop Pond on those nice 60, 70 degree days. I've watched people start uncovering campers. Like, literally, these are things I've seen with my own eyes as I've been in and out of Baraboo and Reedsburg running errands. unfortunately, don't make any camping plans quite yet because we do have a winter weather advisory overnight tonight. So I guess that would technically be tomorrow morning, 1 a.m. to 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now, in the advisory area, they are saying anywhere between 3 to 7 inches. Sean Cable and Corey Hartman are thinking right around the 2 to 4 inch mark more locally. So, yeah, we're going to have some shovelable snow, we'll say, maybe plowable, they always like to say. The fortunate part about this time of year, just being a Midwesterner, hardy ones at that, because, well, we live in Wisconsin and we're getting snow at the mid-March, this is probably not going to stick around for all that long, right? It's usually this wet, heavy stuff, makes really good snowmen, really good snowballs, but it's usually kind of that wetter, heavier stuff. And especially when you look at the forecast coming up over the weekend, because we're going to get done with this system on tomorrow afternoon, and then it looks like towards the end of the weekend into early next week, we could get some more rain and some more snow. So obviously, atmosphere is a little damp right now. So
right.
This is probably going to be the heavier variety of snow, which makes it even more exciting and more fun to get that upper body workout while you're trying to shovel it off your deck. That's, my gosh.
Yeah. So I know Chris has a road trip that she has to make on Sunday, and she's coming back on Monday. So
Keep an eye on the forecast. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it's supposed to be too bad. I mean, as of right now, of course, you know, 3 days ago, this was supposed to be 1 to 3 inches. And now we're looking at 3 to 7 in this advisory area. So who the heck knows? It's Mother Nature. But just keep an eye on the forecast. And of course, we'll keep you updated with all the latest, even throughout the weekend here on Max FM. So we had puppy school last night. And I'm officially in the search for new training treats, because as we've talked about, my girl has a few sensitivities to a lot of things, including preservatives that go into all of our favorite puppy foods and treats. Mm-hmm. She can't do any of those. They make her really, really ill. They make her little tummy sound like she's got firecrackers going off in them, which is not what you want. They also make her really itchy. So we've been doing like chunks of sweet potato, like sweet potato chips. I just mash them up and I give her little bites. However, the meat snacks that the other dogs get are way more tasty and obviously more tempting than what my girl is getting, because last night she resorted to stealing them out of the hands of other owners and eating them herself. And I was like, I was mortified. I was like, seriously, what are we doing here? So now today, after I make a few puppy treats and make dinner for the kid and all of that kind of stuff and clean up the house, do some school with the kid, my task is to find some new training treats that I can either make or I can purchase somewhere, try to find something without preservatives in them. It's very, very difficult. So that's going to be my task. Mortifying last night when she was stealing treats out of other people's hands. I was like, seriously.
She's a pickpocket.
She was. That and peeing on everything in the outlet mall. It was great. Every rock that she saw, she was like, ooh, I'm going to pee on this one now. She's there all the time. She never does that. I don't know what her deal was last night. Maybe it was the cold. It was starting to like get to her brain a little bit.
Right. Yeah. But you're used to making her food for her. So
I am.
I'm sure
so this is nothing. This is nothing. I just have to find the right concoction of something that will stick around for a little bit. And obviously, I'll probably freeze it in between training sessions, because when we're just at home, she doesn't get a treat. She's just expected to know what to do when she's at home and get a pat on the head and a good girl kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She knows what the rules are. But then, of course, when we're at puppy school, there's a lot more distractions. There's other puppies. There's other people. And of course, we have to use a few more treats. And she's very funny about it, because she knows as soon as she gets her prong on, that means more treats. And she'll actually like stop walking in the middle of wherever you're going. If we're at puppy school, if we're just on a walk out here, she'll just sit down and then she'll look up at you like, hey, it's treat time. I don't know if you know this, but it's treat time. And then she just sits there and stares at you until you give her a treat. And then she takes one and then she can walk off happily. She's good.
They're so smart. They're
mortifying, though, for her to steal treats out of other people's hands. Yeah. I was like, I have an entire bag of stuff here. Like, what are we doing? Oh, my goodness.
But I want those ones.
That's exactly. And she does this thing where she lifts her head and then she tilts it back and then she sniffs in the air when she smells something she really, really wants. And she started doing that last night and I was watching her and I was like, what are you up to? And then all of a sudden she was like, ooh, I've got my chance, you know, because there's some smaller dogs. Mm-hmm. So the owners have to get a little lower to the ground. And Aspie was like, now is my chance. And she'd rip them out of the hands of the other owners before the dog would be like trying to get them. And I was like, Aspen, what are we? Oh, my gosh. So we'll rectify that by next week, though. I promise. That won't happen at puppy school again. I'll have something more worthy of Aspen, something she actually enjoys. Hey, we have a chance to give some stuff away right now, Finn. It is our statewide Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest, and we have another word of the hour so that we can qualify people for a Chula Vista staycation and our grand prizes through the Civic Media Network, which includes a blender, a couple of bicycles, and even a patio love seat. So your word that you're texting us today, at least from now until 8 o'clock, is Wisconsin, the state you live in, Wisconsin. Everybody should be able to get that one this morning. Now, of course, you got to do this through the Civic Media app. So if you don't have that already on your phone, go over to your Google Store, your Apple Store, get that downloaded, and then text us the word Wisconsin just by scrolling all the way to the bottom of the stations. You're going to see Max the Mouse's happy little face there. You click on that, and then it'll give you prompts to text the word Wisconsin to us so we can get you qualified for all of those fabulous prizes. I see texts rolling in right now because once you go to the app, they automatically roll into the station. So that if you have questions or you want to communicate that way, you can certainly do so. But look at all the texts coming in this morning. Wisconsin is your word. So let's get qualified for that Chula Vista stay and all of those grand prizes in the Ride Into Spring statewide text to win contest. We've had a lot of people joining this. It's a whole lot of fun to see.
Really,
but you
got to
have the app. And we'll remind you, Finn, that this isn't the only hour you're going to be able to qualify, right? We do this throughout the day. You're going to have more chances to qualify during the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and then you're going to have another chance to qualify this afternoon during the 3 p.m. hour, and you can enter as many times as you like. That's the beauty of this contest. Ooh. I love it. I love it. And then, of course, if you happen to be one of the winners, you're going to be notified by somebody at Civic Media, okay? So we'll make sure that you are able to get your prize, and we'll get it all squared away with you. Now, we've got to talk about this forecast a little bit. I guess that's what I'm told we need to do anyway. I hate talking about this when the weather is so yucky, but we already kind of alluded to it, right? We have that winter weather advisory in effect from overnight tonight until tomorrow afternoon. And we talked about the snowfall, 3 to 7 inches of snow possible in the advisory area. Corey Hartman, Sean Cable thinking more around the 2 to 4 in the immediate area. Otherwise today, cloudy and 38. So temperature's not going to be too bad. I'm telling you, last night out at puppy school, that outlet mall with that wind, it was brutal in those corridors. Yeah. My goodness. That wind was awful yesterday. The snow will develop late into tonight, low near 26. And then tomorrow, the snow continues, a high near 39. And then, of course, we mentioned that as we go into the weekend, we have a chance for some snow and rain late into the weekend, into early next week. Right now, it is 23.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
It's time to ride
into spring
by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me he's unhealthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me he's a healthy baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Kiss from a Rose, there is Seal. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a nice mellow one early in the morning on a Friday Eve. Getting ready for the weekend, of course. Hey, our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest is officially underway across the state right now. And we are looking for qualifiers for that Chula Vista getaway. And, of course, those grand prizes, the blender, the bicycles, and the patio love seat. All you have to do is go to the Civic Media app right now and text us the word Wisconsin. If you don't have the Civic Media app, you got to get in on this. All you have to do is go to your Google or Apple store, download it, scroll to the very bottom where you see Max the Mouse, and then click on that and hit the prompts to text us the word Wisconsin so that we can get you into the drawing for all of these great prizes. Taking qualifiers right now for about another half hour or so this morning, Finn. And then you're going to have another chance to qualify during the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 o'clock hour, and the 3 o'clock hour later today. So make sure you have your app ready and get into this contest as many times as you absolutely can. Now, we got to take a look at some entertainment stuff happening because there's a lot going on right now in the entertainment world. Remember earlier this week when Richard Simmons freaked out the world? Yeah, by saying that he was dying when he wasn't really dying. And then yesterday he freaked everybody out again by saying he has skin cancer. Yeah, Richard Simmons needs to learn how this all works, because in a post on his Facebook page, he said that he went to a dermatologist after finding a strange-looking bump under his right eye, and it was indeed basal cell sarcoma. Now, this cancer cells had to be burned off, and it took 2 appointments, but according to Richard Simmons, they got all of it. In fact, he said that, "I know some of you reading this have had cancer or have known someone in your life who has had cancer. Promise me you will see your doctor and get a complete checkup." He went on to post this big, long thing, right? And then just like his death post, this one had a whole lot of people concerned. So he actually had to write another follow-up post saying that this actually happened so many years ago. And then he added, "I guess I should be more careful about what I write about." Really, you think? You think maybe you should figure out how this all works and put a timestamp on stuff so people aren't freaking out constantly. What I love is that we still really care about what happens to Richard Simmons. Who would have thought, right? Like, I mean, years went by before without seeing him.
Right.
And now all of a sudden he makes 2 posts in the same week and everybody's like, wait, is he dying? Is he almost gone? Like, what's happening? So
it's
we
like
care.
We haven't talked this much about Richard Simmons in how many years? And now in the course of a week, we've talked about Richard Simmons more than we ever have in years. And
that's
Richard Simmons is the old guy that probably shouldn't be allowed to go onto Facebook or social media.
Yes. Or he should have somebody doing it for him or something. Something should happen. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I also found this interesting this morning. Disney Plus, Max, Hulu, Paramount Plus, pretty much every network has their own streaming service these days. We all know that. We all subscribe to a lot of them. Well, according to a recent survey, the average person spends about $61 per month for 4 services, which is up 27% from last year's survey that found the average person spends about $48 per month. Mm-hmm. It also found that 36% of people think the content on streaming services isn't worth the price. I agree with some of the different networks. I totally agree with that, which is why we drop an ad and stuff all the time. 48% say they'd cancel their favorite service if their prices were increased by about $5 per month. I mean, we've talked about this. Eventually, the streaming stuff's going to become just like cable, isn't it?
It will.
You're going to you're going to have so many, they're going to start pricing themselves out of the market. I think eventually you're going to have bundles. Disney, Hulu, and ESPN are already trying to do a bundle thing.
Right.
So I think it's going to end up being very much like cable at some point in time, because we all know that when a corporation finds something the world's going to pay for, they like to suck us dry.
Oh, totally. That's what it is. The bottom line is always about the money, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And just to use an example, because those companies, they don't care. Those studios don't care as long as they make money. To use an example, I know your husband is a big Star Trek fan, okay?
Yes.
So that is basically owned by Paramount.
Yes.
So you can get the Paramount streaming service, of course.
Yep.
But you know what? Paramount doesn't really care, because you can watch some of the old Star Trek movies over on Max.
I know.
So,
it's
insane. I mean, it will be as bad as the cable days.
It's starting to already get there, right?
Yeah.
It's already starting to get there. And that's why we go through stages where we're like, ooh, let's watch a lot of Paramount. And then we drop that for a few months. And then we go over to something else for
you
a little bit.
Because,
I mean, but here's the thing. Right now, it's so much easier than cable. Will they get smart and eventually put up the same criteria that they do with cable, where you're being charged for half months and weeks and things like that? Because right now, they don't do that. When your subscription is ended on whatever date you signed up, it's just over, right? You don't have any more residual fees, and which is what I love about the streaming stuff as of right now. But eventually, I feel like they're going to get smart, and they're going to be like, oh, no, you only did half month here, so we're going to charge you half the price. I feel like that's eventually going to come down the pike too. We'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. Now, in other entertainment news, which isn't really entertainment, this is quite fascinating though. Enough colleges are offering classes on Taylor Swift and Beyonce, apparently, because here's a curriculum for the rest of the world. Vermont State University is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic. The professor behind this, named Brian Warwick, says that Weird Al's work is not just about the parodies. It's also about his tribute songs, where it's actually an original work by Al Yankovic, but he's paying a tribute to another artist. So this particular course is going to analyze what makes a good parody, how to pay tribute to another artist, Al's lyricism, and the context of the world when the songs were actually written. Now, Warwick goes on to say that it gives students an avenue to start studying the 20th century and pop culture in the 20th century. A whole class on Weird Al Yankovic. You can watch Fat, which was his parody of Bad. I mean, what else did he have? I mean, there was a ton of stuff. I can't even think of all the parodies off the top.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That was a good one as well. So you can watch all of the parodies, and then maybe they're going to show that Weird Al Yankovic movie that was on not too long ago, speaking
with
of the
Daniel
streaming
Radcliffe?
Platforms. Yes.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No, we did not watch it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Was it
I didn't
interesting?
See the whole thing, but Chris watched it, and
okay.
I walked in while she was watching it. I'm like, what is happening here? What is going on? But she said she enjoyed it, so I don't know.
He's either one of those guys that I think people find really awesome, or they're like, oh, not a Weird Al song, you know, kind of thing. So, but they're right. I mean, as far as 20th century pop culture goes, Weird Al would be right there at the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on in the early 20th century that he not only made fun of as far as even artistry goes, but as far as events that were happening in the world in some of his songs too. So there you go. That's what you're paying your students to go study,
there
folks.
There you go. Yeah. I would think maybe we want to teach something else, but hey,
you know whatever, philosophy,
yeah.
The math,
he's a cool
science
guy. I hear he's a nice guy. Yeah,
these are all things that would be great, but nope, our kids are going to study about Weird Al Yankovic. Hey, at least maybe it'll get them to class, right? Maybe you won't have to worry about that, mom and dad. They're actually going to get up
Phoenix
for that one.
He's going to learn about today on his pre-ACTs.
Oh, that would certainly be a better ACT than I ever took. Let's just say that. Coming up in just a few minutes, I had no idea what time it was. I had to look at my big digital clock right there in front of my face, Ben. It's always blinking, and I still don't know what time
it is.
We have
Ben this morning, right? He's going to join
us? Yeah. We do. Okay. Ben Bromley is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in just a little bit, but we've got to talk about the forecast with Sean Cable in just a moment. Winter weather advisory in effect from overnight tonight until tomorrow afternoon. Now, in the advisory area, they're thinking about 3 to 7 inches of snow right here in the local area, probably about 2 to 4. Temperatures are going to stay fairly mild, though. I mean, upper 30s, so that's really not that bad. And then we're going to have another shot of snow and rain over the weekend. So Sean will fill you in with all of the details on that. Plus, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM. And again, a quick reminder that you got about 20 minutes or so to qualify in our statewide Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. The word is Wisconsin, so make sure you go to your Civic Media app and text us this morning so that you can get qualified to win here on Max FM.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub. Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply after portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and investments. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Late rally from the Bucks is too little too late as the team falls to the Boston Celtics on the road, 122-119. Bucks outscored the Celtics 36-21 in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard led with 32.6 assists. Bobby Portis came off the bench for 24 points and 15 boards. And Chris Middleton had 22.6 assists and 6 rebounds as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo was out for his second straight game. Bucks return to the Fiserv Forum tonight as they're going to be hosting the Nets. 7 o'clock is going to be the tip-off for that one. NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament gets started today. Michigan State and Mississippi State will open up play. Only one of the number one seeds will compete today. That's going to be at 1:45 when North Carolina takes on Wagner. Marquette's tournament will get started tomorrow at 1 p.m. as the Golden Eagles will be taking on Western Kentucky, the 15 seed. And, of course, the Badgers also play tomorrow night as number 5 Wisconsin will take on number 12 James Madison. 8:40 will be the tip-off for that one. On the local side, tonight was supposed to be a softball scrimmage for the Reedsburg Beavers against Wisconsin Dells, but that has been canceled. Tomorrow night, softball for Sauk Prairie will play their first game as the team is scheduled to be hosting Platteville at 5 o'clock. Portage Track and Field will compete in an indoor meet both tomorrow and Saturday. That's going to be at Beaver Dam High School. And Baraboo Boys and Girls Track and Field scheduled to compete on Saturday at Ripon College with a number of teams competing at that indoor event as well. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down during the day tomorrow. Today, cloudy, 38. Snow will develop tonight, 26. Snow tomorrow, 39. With more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into next week. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22. 99.7.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, that's all I wanna do, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me feel for you, Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do, do you feel for me the way I feel for you, Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do, I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too, and let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka, cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka, I make it more than just a physical dream, I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream, let me rock it, rock it.
I'm not afraid to
Let me rock you 'cause I feel for you. Feel for you.
Chaka Khan and I Feel For You, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:47 right now, and Finn, in the middle of our ride into spring, text to win qualifying round, or hour, or whatever you want to say. Either way, you got to text us the word Wisconsin, right? This is a statewide contest, some fabulous prizes, and you got to do it all through the Civic Media app. Now, if you haven't gotten that app already, we would really encourage you to go do so, because we're talking about a stay at Chula Vista Resort, which for us is like kind of a staycation, but everybody could use that, especially with what the forecast sounds like for this weekend. Anyway, and then you're automatically going to be in the drawing for some grand prizes as well, a blender, a couple of bicycles, and a patio love seat. So if you haven't gotten that Civic Media app already, make sure you do that. Get it through your Google store, your Apple store. It's all free. And then when you hear us say that it's time to text in a word, like right now for the next 10 minutes or so, the word is Wisconsin, by the way, you just have to scroll to the very bottom of the stations. You find Max the Mouse. You click on that, and then there's going to be prompts in order for you to text us. But you got to text through the app in order to qualify for all of these great prizes, and you have to text the word that we give you for that hour. And again, for the next 10 minutes, you can text us the word Wisconsin. Now, if you don't get in on the action here this hour, no worries, though, because you're going to have another chance to do it during the 10 o'clock hour, so with you, and again with you during the 1 o'clock hour, so right after lunch, and then of course this afternoon during the 3 o'clock hour, and you can qualify as many times as you hear us say a word, and you give yourself a chance to text through the Civic Media app. But let's win lots of prizes, people. Come on, those are that's some good stuff, right?
I am texting right now because not only could I use a weekend stay at Chula Vista,
yes,
I need a new bike.
Oh, so there we go. Yeah. Right.
I could win this, right? Right?
Yeah, oh, well, no, wait. I wish.
I can't.
I wish. Here's the thing about bicycles. This is a fact that we've discussed here on the morning show. I don't know if you and I have discussed it ever, but I'm not great on a bicycle. Bicycles and I do not see eye to eye. And when I was a little girl, I rode all of my bikes, trikes, and Hot Wheels backwards. Everything, I went backwards. And it got to the point where my mama would just kind of point me in the direction. I'd be able to go with my friends, but I'd go backwards down the road. Don't ask me why. I don't know. I have it was like a party trick, like one of those special human tricks that Dave Letterman used to do. But no, I went backwards everywhere. So I don't know if people want me on a bicycle. I'm kind of a menace out there when I'm on one. It's not great.
To everybody that has been texting in this morning, thank you.
Yes.
We have the best listeners.
We really, really do. Yeah. We really, really do. So you still have some time to text this hour. Again, the word is Wisconsin, and we're going to give you more opportunities to qualify later on today. In the meantime, we've got to talk about our birthday list, and boy, do we have a big list of celebrity birthdays, which we're going to run through fairly quickly because Ben Bromley is going to tell us why weekends are best here in just a moment. So we're going to start right here at the top with Jasmine Savoy Brown, who happens to be on Showtime's Yellow Jackets. She was also on HBO's The Leftovers, and she plays Mindy Meeks Martin in all the Scream movies. She is 30 years old today. Scott Eastwood, yes, he is part of that Eastwood clan. He is Clint's son. He's in the Fast and the Furious and the Pacific Rim sequels. You might also remember him from Fury, The Longest Ride, Suicide Squad, and even Snowden. He is celebrating his 38th birthday. Sonequa Martin Green is celebrating a birthday today as well. She is 39 years old. Now, a lot of people who are Walking Dead fans will know her as Sasha from that show. And now she stars on Star Trek Discovery. Adrian Peterson is also celebrating. Yes, Packers fans, that Adrian Peterson, the one who tortured the Green Bay Packers defense as a Minnesota Viking. He was also the guy who got suspended for most of 2014 for beating his 4-year-old kid with a tree branch when he was still with the Vikings. That was awful. His last team was the Detroit Detroit Lions. He's currently still a free agent. Obviously, age has caught up with him. He's not quite as fast as he used to be, but he sure did look great on his stint with on Dancing with the Stars. Let's just say that. Okay. That's where all like former football players go when they're done with football. Yeah. It's kind of insane.
Dancing with the Stars. Yep.
Exactly. Derek Whibley, who's the 5'5" Canadian Sum 41 singer. He used to be married to Avril Lavigne. He's 44 years old today.
How many Kevin times has Avril Lavigne been married?
She's been married a lot of times. A lot of times. What gets me is Avril Lavigne is like in her 40s and she still looks like she's 16.
I know.
It is absolutely crazy. She has not aged at all, or she's aged really gracefully. I'm not sure which, maybe a combo of both, but yeah, she still looks phenomenal. Kevin Federline, speaking of famous exes, K-Fed, as the world likes to call him, he's 46 years old. Remember when he was married to Britney? He was also on Celebrity Fit Club. He was a superstar on that show, and he was also the dude behind, responsible for Popo Zhao. He has 6 kids with 3 different baby mamas, and yes, Britney's included in that mix. Rachel McFarlane is also celebrating a birthday today. She Seth McFarlane's younger sister, who actually voices Haley on American Dad. She also voices the ship's computer on the Orville. She's celebrating her 48th birthday. Ananda Lewis, who was an MTV VJ, and she had a short-lived show, The Ananda Lewis Show, so aptly named. She is celebrating her 51st birthday. Boy, there were some promotions people right in there on that one, weren't they? That's what they could come up with. I love it. Jay Davidson, who was on The Crying Game. He also played Ra in the movie version of Stargate. He's 56 years old. Jonas Joker Berggren from Ace of Base, 57 today. Of course, their big hits, All That She Wants, Don't Turn Around, and The Sign. This is a good one. Matthew Broderick is celebrating today. He is 62 years old.
Ferris Bueller.
62 for Ferris Bueller. Remember when he was just a young dude running around, skipping school, pretending he was sick? And now he's 62.
Wow. That makes me feel ancient. It really does.
It really does when you look at how popular that movie was and still is, and then you look at the fact that he's 62 today.
I had
a bit of
a crush on his girlfriend in Ferris
Bueller. Gosh. Yeah. I mean, she was gorgeous. Who didn't want to be Sloane? Holy buckets. She was awesome. Rosie O'Donnell, also celebrating a birthday today. She is 62 years old as well. Slim Jim Phantom, the drummer for the Stray Cats. Of course, their big hits, Rock This Town and Stray Cat Strut, is celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Gary Oldman, who was the 2018 Oscar for Best Actor winner for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour. He's also Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movies, Jim Gordon in Christopher Nolan's Batman movies, and Dracula in Bram Stoker's Dracula. We also have Conrad Lozano celebrating a birthday. He's part of the group Los Lobos. He's 73 years old. From Supertramp, the guitarist for the group, Roger Hodgson, is celebrating his 74th birthday.
Name drop time.
I know. I want your opinion. Oh, okay. Name drop first before we get to this next one.
Met him.
Okay.
And it was pretty emotional because I went with my oldest son. We went to go see Roger Hodgson. He was playing in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And had a meet and greet with him and met him. And I'm a big Supertramp fan. So
sure.
I had a question that I was going to ask him, but my fanboy status just kind
of
won out. And I just kind of crumbled.
You freeze, right?
Yeah, totally. But I did get to have a picture taken with him.
That's awesome.
Both me and Taylor had a picture taken. And it's just, you want to thank him for so much great music over the years. And
love Supertramp.
What a charming, sweet man. He's just a great guy.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love to hear it when they're actually nice human beings. Right,
because they always say, you know, you shouldn't meet your idols, right? Because, you know, you could change your
opinion.
Because
there's some that are not. There are some that are not great
and
people.
And I've met a few of those, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Timothy Dalton, which I want your opinion on. Widely considered the weakest of the James Bonds. He is celebrating his 78th birthday. Opinion on Timothy Dalton as James Bond?
No, there is no weak James Bond. There really isn't.
Okay.
They all did a great job. What I'll say about Timothy Dalton, because he was only in 2 of the movies, License to Kill and Living Daylights, and both of those movies are good, but they were darker for the time, and he followed Roger Moore, and Roger Moore's movies were a little campy, you know?
Sure, yep.
So I like to think of Timothy Dalton. Timothy Dalton was doing the Daniel Craig version of James Bond before Daniel Craig did it.
Don't you think, though, following Roger Moore is a hard act to follow after being, you know,
a lot of people's James Bond.
So I think that's a hard act to follow. But all right. See, this is why I get your opinion on these things, because I'm not as versed at the series. And then we finally round out this celebrity list with Rose Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. She was the organist for the group. She is 79 years old today. Now, coming up in just a moment, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. About 3 minutes now, if you still want to get the word of the hour into our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest through the Civic Media app. This is a statewide contest. The word of this hour is Wisconsin, and you can still get in just under the wire to qualify this hour, and then, of course, more chances to qualify later this morning at 10 o'clock, and then this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and also during the 3 o'clock hour. So plenty of chances to get in on this prize package. See, every time you put out that last call, there's more text rolling in this morning. That's how I would do it too.
If we could give away this prize to somebody from the area,
that would be so cool. It would be very, very cool. And of course, if you happen to be one of the winners, somebody from Civic Media will contact you. So no worries. We'll make sure that you get your prize. And, you know, Chula Vista, it's a staycation for most of us, but that's excellent, especially when we look at this forecast. I mean, they've got indoor water activities where nobody wants to be outside the next couple of days.
Exactly.
Winter weather advisory in effect from overnight tonight until tomorrow afternoon at about 1 o'clock. Now we're looking at 3 to 7 inches of snow possible in the advisory area, probably 2 to 4 in the more localized area. Otherwise cloudy today with a high near 38, some snow developing late tonight down to 26, snow tomorrow with a high near 39. And then if you're thinking that this is going to be it, nope. Mother Nature's like, nope. You need the moisture. So we're going to do this round of some stuff again this weekend, some snow and rain late this weekend into early next week. Right now it's 23. Ben Bromley joins us in just a moment to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Weekends are best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
It is time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We got morning baseball going on. We got March Madness starting this morning. It's a great time of year.
There's all sorts of things going on. And, you know, we would be a little remiss if we didn't talk about the big news about the Al Ringling Theater that we've all found out about yesterday, coming under the...